Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The National Football League draft at Motown. I haven't been there in a while. I actually went there last time. I was there for a Pitt bowl game, and
wow, I remember that. It's been a while.
Yeah, and they were in the process of this rapid rebuild of their downtown because it was decimated when we were there for the Super Bowl in 2005. We drove from our hotel, which was outside of the main center, because of the demand for rooms, obviously, and it was just block after block after block of nothing.
Hey, what Bob was describing is nothing like the downtown in Detroit that I've experienced. I've been there a couple of times for the car shows and things like that. I was thinking about getting up there sometime this spring and taking in maybe a Pirates game.
Yeah, I would like to. I'd like to go with you. I invited myself right there. Did you see that?
It's slick how you pulled it off.
But we could probably work it out where we could do a broadcast from the Motown Museum. We'll find a hook because there's always a Pittsburgh connection. By the way, I didn't mention this, but Pittsburgh is going to love this. So HM3 Independence Fund has a Celebrity Care Fest, and they didn't do it last year. But they did it the year before with Foreigner, who's now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or will be. They had the Temptations, and they had the Jacksons. Michael Jackson.
Is that all?
Jackson's brother. That was all in one night. And Bill Cowher's wife, Queen Bee, who's a singer-performer. So this year, they have on Thursday, July 25th, Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt golf tournament, right? To help Bus Stops Here Foundation. And Jerome is in Detroit, as Bob told us moments ago. Mel Blunt, who has the youth home in Washington County here, that does great work. I just talked to Mel yesterday. The fact that he came here, played here, stayed here, and fought through a lot of adversity to help at-risk youth is an amazing story in and of itself, which is going to be a documentary, by the way.
You know, Chuck Knoll told the players, he said, think about what you're going to do with your life's work after you're done with football. What an answer Mel came up with.
Yeah. Amen. Him and his wife and son, family, continue to do that, which helps all of us. I mean, anytime you help the kids, it makes an impact. If it's in a positive way, it helps everybody, even if you're not directly, you know, affected. In some terms, you are, and you don't know it.
It's not an understatement to say that what Mel's doing is saving lives.
And I would agree with that 100%. And same could be said. So those two have a golf tournament on that Thursday. Then Friday night, and this is all at the same house up in Gibsonia, where he's done this before, built this giant stage, is Pat Benatar recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and her husband, Nick Giralda, who's an unbelievable guitar player. Then check this out. You know Thomas Tall, the billionaire who's invested in the Steelers, used to own Legendary Pictures. He's the one that brought Dark Knight Rises when they shot it here. He has a band called the Ghost Hounds. And last time I saw them, they opened for the Rolling Stones at Acrisure.
That's fabulous.
So they're going to perform on that Saturday, the Ghost Hounds, Smokey Robinson, and Pitbull, all on the same day at the same place.
Wait, I got a question. With the number of people who are there, how do they find parking?
You know, this the gentleman, he never wants his name. He's like, oh, I'm just doing this. Helps charity. This is all, by the way, for Children's Hospital this year. So everybody's all in, right? Everybody wants to help Children's Hospital. And they're in the midst of this capital campaign. And this is a big, beautiful backdrop for them to raise some money and announce what they're doing. So, but the guy that owns it figured out he is like a detail. He could have been a logistics general in the service because he figures out the cars. They have, they use the parking lot of the local school. They got other areas.
They have shuttles then.
Coordinated shuttles, free parking.
Slick.
You know, and all of the money goes to, in this case, Children's Hospital this year.
So how many people attend these concerts?
This, they're anticipating roughly about 3,000.
Wow.
You could fit that in your backyard, can't you?
Sure, yeah.
So, by the way, HM3 Independence Fund, you can search and get the details. But Ghost Hounds, Smokey Robinson, Pitbull, the same night. Sounds like a fun night for me. Oh, after the Friday night show with Pat Benatar. Other than that, this is the Big K Morning Show, and I've got a studio full of young guests. It is Take Your Child to Work Day. In my case, I took my daughter, Emma, I brought her with me years ago, got her up at 3, made her come in to do what I do, and guess what? She never came back. However, today, her oldest daughter, Georgia Papson, turned 8 today, and she is part of this Take Your Kids to Work Day. So I want to meet some of the kids of some of my colleagues, and we'll start with Jada. Hi, Jada.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
17. You driving yet?
No, soon.
Soon.
Yeah, coming
soon. Is that happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where, watch out.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Douglas Education Center.
And tell us, who's your mom and what station she works in our Odyssey family?
My mom for today is Kim. She's actually my mentor, but I'm adopted today.
Okay.
As of now.
That's okay. Well, we welcome you.
Thank you.
From WAMO, Kim. Yes. And I just learned a couple of years ago that WAMO stands for Allegheny, Monongahela, Ohio. The rivers. And then it makes perfect sense. So, Jada, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, who's this young man here? I'm going to guess Amy Mock is your mom.
Yeah.
And Amy's like a big deal here, you know. She's like Big Boss Amy. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's your name?
Edison,
I knew that. You play hockey.
Yeah.
I've seen your mom post stories about you guys traveling.
Yeah.
Do you like hockey?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Six.
Sixth grade. All right, who's next to you? Pull up to the mic there.
I'm Henry.
Henry?
Yeah.
How old are you, Henry?
12.
And who do you belong to?
I'm his friend.
Oh, you just, buddy's coming in, so yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's take your kids and their friends to work day. That's cool. We're good because your mom, thanks to your mom, Edison, she's got some fun stuff planned for you guys after you get off the air. All right, ladies, what's your name?
Hannah Honeychuck.
Hannah Honeychuck. I'm guessing your dad's Ron.
Yeah.
Honeychuck. He's really smart. Is he fixing everything at home all the time?
Something like that, yeah.
He's like an electronic wizard.
Mm-hmm.
We always call him. Every time we call him, he's somebody we need to talk to, right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
14.
And where do you go to school?
West Allegheny.
West Allegheny. We got a lot of West Allegheny. Susie Cool, who works in our newsroom now, is a West Allegheny. She graduated a few semesters ago, so you probably don't know her. And then yeah. Doran Dickerson from 93.7 The Fan, Pitt All-American, West Allegheny. Great school.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, what's your name?
Aubrey.
Aubrey? And who'd you come with?
Hannah.
Me.
Oh, your friends. So yeah, you're yeah. friends of the Honeychucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a lot of electronics in their home? It's kind of intimidating, isn't it?
Something like that.
And so I assume you're a West Allegheny student mm-hmm. also. What grade again?
Eighth
grade. All right. Any questions for me about what we do on the radio? Wow. Come on, Jada. Come on, ladies. Come on, Edison. This is your thing. I know. They're at an age where it's kind of cool just to not say anything, and I get that. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. So when do you graduate? Are you a junior or senior?
I'm a senior.
And when it's coming up in a few weeks, right?
Yes.
And then what do you want to do, Jada?
Well, I'm going to get my esthetician license.
So. Okay. Keeping and making people beautiful.
Yes, like me.
Like you. All right, let's hear it. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming in. And thank you, Linda Hansen, too, for escorting our students. So what's planned for them? Because we have our big conference room set up. Do you know, Linda?
Yeah, we just went through the list. We had donuts, and then tours, and then music. Frizzy's coming in. There's going to be a mascot coming in. That's a secret. There's all kinds of stuff all day. And more food, pizza. And then this afternoon, she said there's other sweets, right? Maybe ice cream or something else.
We're just
sending them home.
Let me guess the mascot. Freddy the Fish from Alcosan.
Yes.
Hopefully that's not it. Yes. All right, guys. Good luck. And
thanks, Larry.
Have fun today. Coming up 10 to 2.
What?
Got Marty. Marty
Jesus.
Griffin.
Nothing like planning.
I'm sick of answering texts. Where's Marty at?
Larry got me fired.
I got it.
Raz, she did. I can't hear you because I don't have my headset plugged in. But
go ahead, Raz. He can hear you.
He called the big boss and said, I'm sick of Marty, and here I am. Sucks.
What happened?
I got fired by Larry and moved to 10 to what time does this start?
10 to.
He's
oh,
so.
But you got to. He's so a baseball game today.
He's fickle.
The Pirates.
He's fickle, he says.
He's a pain in the ass.
Listen.
You're happy I'm gone.
Don't tell people that.
You're happy I'm
don't
gone.
Don't tell people I got you
Is he the best rest?
His 13-year-old son, Vince, is here. Vince, how you doing, man?
He loves his... Hey,
I'm doing pretty good.
Look what my man's wearing.
I love it.
Same thing as dad's wearing.
It's if, yeah, you're sitting in the same chair your dad sits in. 13 years old, man. That's where it's all happening.
He's my man.
I'm so glad to see you.
He's the smartest kid I know.
Especially
today.
Just ask him. Hey, let me ask you something, Vince. Did you get the roof fixed yet?
No.
Nope. We did not.
Okay. Because your mom was in the studio yesterday, and she really wants that ceiling sealed up. Do you know how to drywall?
So let's
I don't know. I could probably
stop
look it up.
In all the crap talk. Let's actually talk about what's going on here with me and you. This is not a divorce. He loves me. I love him. He's like my brother. But we're shaking up the lineup. That's just the truth. Let's tell people the truth, right?
Yep.
And let's tell them more of the truth. Michael Spack, who runs all the stations, and is probably the most, in terms of me going to him with ideas, a generous person I've ever known in the business in terms of letting me do what I want, okay? I love Larry. Larry's my man. But I also was getting jacked up physically by getting up at that time of the day. I mean, really bad, as Larry knows. It was a real struggle.
And you went through a real, real critical period not too long ago.
Right. I was hospitalized, really sick, really thought I had cancer again and didn't. And I went to SPAC, the big boss, literally, no joking, and said, "My man, this isn't working for me physically. So what can we do? And here's where we're at. Let's try this. Marty at 10 to 2, and I'm blessed. I get kind of choked up even thinking about the opportunities I've been presented.
Well, I will say this to you publicly, because you won't believe me if I don't.
Right.
That it came as a surprise yesterday.
Right, it did.
So
to both of us, by the way.
Because...
No, I knew it was coming, just went.
At some point,
yeah.
But had we known that, because we worked together, we've worked together in the same radio station for... 20 years.
Yep.
But the time we spent together, I tell people you're like Robin Hood. The great, great work you do with Get Marty and the people you've helped has been remarkable. And I've enjoyed that part the most.
We've had a great look. People think that I'm hard on Larry and blah, blah. That's bull crap.
That's your...
I am what I am.
That's your thing, man. You do that with everybody.
Everyone.
If I
love you.
If you meet guys from Central... That's kind of the vibe.
It is. It's your wife's vibe, too.
Oh, I'm aware.
His wife is madly in love with me, and it's kind of out there now, so let's be honest. Admit it, Larry. Larry, admit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You've changed the game for me.
So let's talk about what we do, and I'm going to give you something very emotional. I go to physical. It's this workout. It's a silly where they teach you balance, because I fall because of cancer treatment. Seriously. And this wonderful woman comes in, Larry, Nancy, who falls because she's older and has issues with her hip. I swear to God, hands me a $50 bill and says, "Make a difference." I'm broke down. There's an element of greatness that I get kind of overwhelmed about. So I'm alone now.
I'm hoping that you and I, for some of those Skip Marty things, we can
of course.
Do some things together. Also, still, but
this wasn't Larry's idea. Larry didn't get me fired. I'm joking, because people will take me seriously. I asked for this, and Michael Spack, who was actually kind enough to oblige me to allow me to kind of live.
And
I'm jazzed.
You've made me a better broadcaster.
I sure as hell did.
You did.
And by the way, before we get to me doing this show without you, I love you, Larry.
I love you too, Marty.
Whoa, Lordy. Razman, brother, I love seeing you in the morning. I've said this to you, Larry, and you know this. When Raz isn't here, I get depressed. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, he's my man.
And Vince, you got a good man here. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Vince is going to be part of the Griff team. We have, I swear we have the Griff team this summer, Raz. Me, Vincent, and my cousin Ryan, who is DJ Griff, Larry.
Oh, I love him.
Yep.
With Pat McAfee, College Game Day.
Yep, he's one of those folks.
And Vince, you know who is crazy about you?
Who?
Him.
Yes, he knows.
He tells me all the time, when he's hanging out with you, it's as good as it gets.
As I always tell his mother, we would eat corn from his turds, okay?
Yep.
Get Marty.
There. How are you doing? 10 to 2.
No, you're only noon today. They got the Pirates game.
Oh, the Pirates. I love watching them win again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.